This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Dogfish Head Brewery, Sam Calagione.
It's been a long, strange, but wonderful trip.
From the Boston Beer Company, Jim Cook. Welcome back to the Friday Beer Buzz, Jim.
Well, it's nice to be back.
They're normally from Aberdeenshire in Scotland. From BrewDog, we have James Watt and Martin Dickey. Welcome to the show, guys.
Biggest mission today is just to make other people as passionate about great craft beers as we are.
And now, the three-time winner of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Excellence in Broadcasting Award. The recipient of two Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcasters Association Awards for Excellence. Promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
I can hear him, and he didn't have too much of a lag time there. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's with the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, where Lindo Sabatini is with us.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. You ready for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
You got all the seasonal beers there, right?
Sure do.
So people want to get a great gift, just stop in.
Yeah, a lot of great gift ideas, a lot of great beer. Just come on in. We'll help you find the right one.
It's awesome. We also have Bill from My Beer Buzz, as always, with all the big beer news. Hi, Bill.
Happy Friday. And if anyone's keeping track or keeping score from home, I am on Christmas cookie number 6 in my baking, and I have 4 more to go. But I don't think I'm going to get done this weekend. But
oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do a lot, but you do even more than me. I did the German Spritz cookies, and my wrist and my arm hurt me for about 3 days after. You know how it is with that thing.
This year I did macarons again, which are a bear to do.
Right.
I do these little things, you have to Google it, called Viennese Whirls, that are just so hard, but they're so tasty. And I did like a thing that ends up looking like a chocolate and vanilla checkerboard cookie. So we'll see how that comes out.
You're much too fancy for me. All right, we'll get to the beer news now.
But we do have some great beer news. You know, this time of year, everybody starts to come out with their, what I call a release calendar. They call them different things, but it really is a calendar of when their beer will be released in 2022. And so some of them are kind of mundane and boring, and some of them are actually kind of interesting. This morning I have two. First one comes to us from one of our more popular breweries, and that is Founders Brewing. And their 2022 calendar includes KBS Hazelnut, Mas Agave Lemonade flavors. That's sort of a hard lemonade / shandy / seltzer thing.
Wow.
They have a big beer called Four Giants. They're doing a new version of that called Four Giants and the Haze of Destiny. So if you're guessing that might be a hazy beer, you're guessing correctly. And they are not giving up the 3 new Barrel Age Series beers or 2 new KBS variants. But if you tune into mybeerbus.com, I will find them. I'll have them out there before they're ready to give it up. Our next 2022 calendar comes to us from our pal Sam Calagione at Dogfish Head. And they're doing a bunch of exciting stuff. They are releasing their off-centered art series, and the beer is called Where the Wild Hops Are, and that's an IPA, so stay tuned for that one. This one is actually already on mybeerbuzz.com if you dig back. Mm-hmm. It is called Mandarin Orange and Mango Crush.
Wow.
And that one's out there. You can check that one out. They have their new caution caps are coming back. If you recall from years prior, they had caution caps. They were these bottle caps that are fluorescent green, and they have the exclamation point on them. And that is to warn you that it is a big beer. And so the caution caps will come out this year with 120-minute IPA, which is a big beer. And the most exciting one of probably all of these is a beer called Wake Up, with an exclamation point, Wake Up, Worldwide Stout. And that's a really famous beer of theirs, Worldwide Stout. They're saying it's going to hit between 15 and 20% ABV. So that's a really big beer. And we're excited to see that one. Our next tidbit comes from Sierra Nevada, out in Chico, California, or Mills River, North Carolina. They're coming out with a new Bigfoot variant. Bigfoot is their barley wine. And it will be called Spiced Barrel Aged Bigfoot. It'll be a FOMO, F-O-M-O, FOMO small batch release at 13% ABV and a big 90 IBU. And that beer will have nutmeg, orange peel, clove, cinnamon, and we can't wait to try that one. That one's going to be a big, big seller, I
think.
It's
a lot of the word big. We're talking a lot of big things this morning.
Yeah, big ABV things. That seems to be very popular. And our last one is on the low end of that, and it comes to us from Firestone Walker, and it is a collaboration with one of my favorite breweries out in Northern California. That would be Russian River Brewing Company, and they're bringing back their Stevo, and it's a Keller Pils that hits 5.3% ABV, and it will be in 16-ounce cans. And they are also doing a thing that I think will be exciting as well. It's called Desert Spoon. It's a Brewmaster's Collective release, and it uses Solto Barrel. And that is a shrub that grows in Texas, and they use it to make a spirit, and then they age this beer in those spirit barrels. So stay tuned for that one. That one's 11% ABV and 24 IBU.
Oh, my gosh.
And as always, you can find these under the Breaking Beer News tab on mybeerbuzz.com.
Yeah, make sure you go to mybeerbuzz.com. Even though we won't be on the air the next two Fridays, and maybe, I'm not sure, but the first one in January, we'll figure that one out. But you'll still have beer news there. You just don't take time off. I mean, even when you're off, you're giving us news. So.
It's correct. It's the finger in the dike kind of thing. You know, with so many sources of beer news coming at me, it's hard to look away for even a day or two.
Right.
And then try to play catch up and, you know, keep the dam from overflowing.
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, that'll be going on. And, yeah, we should mention that we won't be on the air for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
We'll be playing the home version of My Beer Buzz.
That's right. Now, normally, in normal times, Lindo, we would have what's called the Friday Holiday Beer Buzz, which we didn't have it last year. We don't have it this year. We're going to talk about a beer now that I think we've done this a number of times, and it is holiday. Like, but I'm thinking also at the end of this segment, just to give people some ideas of some good ones to buy for people if you're looking for the beer lover on your list that are holidays. We'll get into that, but let's talk about this beer today.
This beer comes from far, far away, from Watou, Belgium. It comes to us from St. Bernardus, a beer, as you mentioned, Angie. We've done it on the show many times.
Yep.
It is a classic Christmas beer. It is St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. And we had Marco Passarella, their brewmaster, on, I think probably two Christmases ago. And he set the record for furthest away guest that we've ever had on
the
show. But this is a great beer to gift to someone, or a great beer to bring to a holiday party, or a great beer to just buy on your own and take it home. Is this, Lindo, is this one of your more popular Christmas beer sellers?
Well, with the event that we had on Wednesday, the return of our Santa Comes Back to Sabs, we called it this year, this was the first beer to kick.
Wow.
We had tapped it at around 4 o'clock, and it was gone by maybe 8.
So this is a popular one.
It was the most popular beer of our Christmas event. This year, it's always been available for us in 12 ounce bottles and 25 ounce bottles. This year, they brought in cans as well, so we have all three packages available.
Ooh.
I mean, it is probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite, Christmas beer. And it's just a nice, big, robust. It's a Belgian quad. They change it up a little bit with some spices, but it's not spicy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are like, oh my God, is it going to taste like a Yankee Candle?
No, not at all.
No, it's not. It's not that. If you haven't had it, you do have to try it. As far as other gifts over there right now, we have a ton of great Christmas beers and beer baskets that we have pre-made. And
oh, you have beer baskets?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff over there right now.
That's a good idea, because then you have a little bit of everything mixed in there.
Yeah, and the baskets are themed out if you want just German beers or IPAs or Christmas beers or Pennsylvania beers. There's all different kinds of baskets that we have set up, and Christmas.
That's perfect.
The Christmas ornaments are back
in stock.
Yes, we
still got the Sabatini's ugly sweater ornaments. They're absolutely fabulous, and you did bring some today, so that's awesome. I love it. It's ugly sweater.
I think you have this sweater, don't you?
I wish I had that sweater.
I thought you wore something like this one year.
I have sweaters close to that, but not that good.
Not quite
that goes with anything, that sweater, I'll be honest.
Sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
So, no, I was going to say, this beer comes with not only some great flavors and some great taste, and it's a big beer. It's 10% ABV and 20 IBU, but it comes with a great story, and it's something that if you want to take it to a Christmas party, here's your great story to tell people. They're very famous at St. Bernardus for their water, and the water comes from 150 meters down in the ground, and they have scientifically proven that the water that they're pulling up originated from rainfall in the time of Joan of Arc, and that's, you're talking the 1400s.
Right.
So there's your easy holiday story to take when you take this beer to a party. St. Bernardus goes way, way back. One of the most famous and sought-after beers in the world is called Westvleteren. It's also a Belgian beer. Well, St. Bernardus brewed Westvleteren for years and years and years under contract with the St. Sixtus monks. So they know that beer. And if that beer is, you know, regarded as one of the most famous in the world, you know St. Bernardus is going to be good. When the agreement ended, St. Bernardus got to continue to use the original yeast. They use their own water, and they have the original recipe. And at the time, Westvleteren switched to Westmalt yeast. So I know these are kind of crazy stories, but these are all Trappist beers.
Yum.
And sadly, St. Bernardus cannot be a Trappist beer, and that has hurt them.
Right.
But this is a fabulous beer to get for Christmas.
What do you think, Brian Hughes?
Smooth.
Brian's trying it out.
Nice.
You enjoy
it? Nice taste to it, yeah.
It's a really good one. It's always a good choice. If you don't know what to get, that you can't go wrong with St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. But again, you have a whole bunch of other ones, and you also have the Christmas beer baskets, where if you kind of know they like the IPAs, they like the quads, they like this or that, just ask anybody there, too. They'll help you out. You guys are great.
100%. Come on down.
Come on down. And plus, they got great pizza. I mean, what else could you ask for? All right, so today's beer, St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, there's a picture of a counselor on the label, because they're not allowed to use, under agreement, they're not allowed to use the word monk.
Okay.
And in one of 1,000 bottles of can, that counselor is winking. So check your cans, check your bottles.
Oh, is it winking? Is ours?
No.
Oh, darn.
I haven't found one yet.
Maybe I have a few more of these that'll be winking.
You never know. All right, Bill, have a very, very Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you. Same to you. And we'll see you after the holidays.
Yeah, we'll see you. And Linda, same to you and the family. And thank you for bringing the ornaments by. Stop by Sabatini's, because the Friday Beer Buzz is powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.